We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Cock, the award-winning comic, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Cockett Show. Joins me every day around this time. He's here right now. Jeff Cockett, how are you?
Good, Jay. I did another poll today.
What was your poll this time?
Oh, come on. Seriously? The disrespect you show me. Today's poll, it was because of the Dame Lillard thing, right?
You know, he
hit a big shot. And so the poll was, in your memory of Memphis big shots, Memphis sports big moments, right? Clutch moments, which was bigger? I had a hard time winnowing it down to four. Three seemed pretty easy to me. Shane Battier, game one, San Antonio. First Grizzlies playoff win ever. Although some would say Zach game three against San Antonio was a huge shot too. But I think Mo and Shane there. Two was Andre Turner, and then we didn't take one. He like hit three winners. We put them all together in the same category on their run to the through the tournament. Three was Chris Powers' touchdown catch against Tennessee. And then four, there could have been a million of them. Like, a bunch of them happened before I got here. There's a Keith Lee one that everyone remembers against Louisville, I think. And then there's some, like a whole bunch of stuff. But John made the case for Antonio Anderson's two free throws against Texas A&M. Do you remember that? I actually got him into the game against Mike Conley. And it got him into the game against Conley and Greg Oden. Where Joey Dorsey got the whole David Glass thing wrong, and then but he hit two free throws to win the game for Memphis, and he was one of four at the time. I didn't realize that. We replayed the audio today. Which of those four are bigger?
The Chris Powers touchdown.
Really?
To me, it's pretty easy. Like that.
Pretty easy.
Yeah, I mean that is
the Battier one was, but at least when our show went off the air, the Battier one was winning.
Yeah, I have a recollection of that. But the Chris Powers touchdown is a touchdown scored in the final minutes against an in-state monster that you'd never beaten, that is still to this day the biggest win or most celebrated win in the history of University of Memphis football. To me, that's easy.
Now, some would argue that that wasn't even the biggest play of that game. Like the Terry Cobb touchdown return was the bigger play of the game. And it was just Chris Powers catching an open pass in the end zone. It was huge. It was absolutely huge. There's no question. Not one pulling off of 37. That was ridiculous. But anyway, so, I always have a poll, and I expect you to give my poll appropriate respect.
What that tells me is that we really don't have a lot of great game-ending things in our history. Really?
Really?
I mean, like, really?
I thought those are all pretty good.
Antonio Anderson's free throws to send a team to the Elite Eight?
I'll be honest. I included that because John made such an impassioned plea. And when you play it back, it's pretty damn exciting. Like he was one of four from the line. And that was the AC Law team, remember?
Yes.
And A&M had a chance to win that game. And then they came out. Memphis missed like three shots, and then Antonio gets the rebound and gets fouled. They're down one. He's one of four from the line. He goes to the line. He sinks one. Then they freeze him, and then he sinks the other. That was ballsy. That was. And someone tweeted me saying they were weeping. So I think some of it is it depends on where things are in your youth. Like I would not have included that one. I'll be honest with you. And we thought about including the CDR dunk, but that wasn't clutch. That was representative of a moment, and it was tremendous over Kevin Love. But there was nothing clutch about it. They were up like 59-52 at the time. So there was nothing really clutch about that, and I think we were looking for clutch.
The most famous clutch shot or clutch catch or clutch pass or, regardless of sport, in Memphis sports history, is Chalmers for the tie.
Well, but we're not doing anti-Memphis sports history.
I know, but if you were trying to think of biggest shots or moments in Memphis sports history, Chalmers for the tie is the answer.
If you want to be a miserable, you can remember Dirk Nowitzki's shot to beat him too. Like it's probably a longer list, honestly. Like times we've had our heart broken. Oh, and then there was Darius Washington missing the free throws. That was big.
There's much more of those.
This is a different list, Gary. This is not the list. This is a list for your show. I have a happy show.
Yeah, no, we're not trying to be happy here. That's not the point of this.
There's not a lot of happiness here, Jeff.
There was a Memphis football game where they were playing Cincinnati or something.
I remember this, when they were up like 27.
They were about to go to the freaking bowl game, and I think they're about to qualify for a bowl game. I don't know what happened, but Memphis lost. I do remember that. It was crushing. What happened?
I don't.
You remember?
No, but I do remember the game. Like, they were up 19 or 27. It was something crazy. And, like, there's no
way. It may have even been Scott Shear who was playing quarterback at the time. It could have been. I don't remember.
I just remember there's no way to blow this, and then they blew it.
And they did it.
They could not have blown it any more than they did. And so I remember that. But if you start thinking of clutch moments, either pro-Memphis or anti-Memphis, for whatever reason, there does seem to anti-Memphis ones stand out to me more. Darius Washington, Mario Chalmers.
Oh, how about the Nick Van Exel, right? The foul, the reach in, the Chris Garner. Was it Chris Garner?
Yeah, it was a hand check foul.
The hand check foul one, right?
Right.
That one.
And then there was a Memphis.
You've given this a dark turn.
There
Gary.
Was a Memphis Cincinnati game. I can't remember who the Cincinnati player was, but like hit a buzzer beater, like a little runner or something, maybe a little jumper at the buzzer to mess up Memphis's season in some form, like maybe eliminate them from a conference tournament or something. Like I want to say it was Kenny Satterfield, but it might not have been Kenny Satterfield. But there is like a Cincinnati buzzer beater in there that I remember vaguely.
Okay, well, do you remember Steph Curry? Now, that one, it wasn't that big because it was a lot. I think it was game six, maybe. I think it was game six. But I think it was the end of the first half. It was a series where Memphis was up 3-2. Memphis was up 1. They tied it. They then went ahead. It came back to Memphis game six. And Steph, like, hit one from half court, I think, at the end of the first half or something like that. Maybe it was at the end of the third. It was just ridiculous.
I feel like he's done that to everybody.
Well, he may have done that to everybody, but he was in the playoffs and it was awful. And so my poll was a glorious poll. Yours is a poll of misery.
We're thinking about putting up a poll ourselves here on the Gary Parrish Show today about something we talked about earlier.
Oh.
Here's the question.
Yeah.
Do you think Nick Saban watches porn, yes or no?
No.
I said no. Brad says yes.
Yeah.
I say no.
First of all, why did it come up?
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Well, okay. So a woman was convicted yesterday in Arkansas. She's from Pine Bluff. You're familiar with Pine Bluff. She's her name is Patricia Hill, and she was convicted yesterday of second-degree murder. She shot her husband. She murdered her husband because he ordered a pornography channel on their satellite television service. He had ordered it once. She saw it on the bill. She canceled it and presumably had a word with him about it. Like, don't you ever do this again, Frank.
Right. Okay.
And then Frank, you know, he couldn't help himself. He resubscribed. She saw it on the bill. She shot him twice. Bang, bang. Dead.
Mm.
Seems excessive, but, you know, I don't think you should murder people just because they watch porn. But it did lead to another question about why are you ordering porn on your satellite television service when MacBooks exist? Brad submits that the late Frank Hill, at an advanced age, we're assuming he's in his late 60s, at least maybe even his 70s, that perhaps he didn't know how to access adult content on a computer, maybe didn't even know how to turn on a computer, so the only way he could get to his pornography was through his satellite television service. And if that's true, I just think that's a shame because it's so much easier and better on the computer.
It is so much easier. Frank would be alive today if he just knew how to use Pornhub on his phone.
No, that's the thing. Like, Patricia probably ain't going to be going through his browsing history. She was just opening up, like, the Visa, you know, monthly credit card statement. She was like, Frank.
I still don't necessarily understand why this got us to Nick Saban.
Oh, okay. So then we were talking about that for several minutes. And then the next story in Four Notable Stories was Nick Saban is back at work 2 days after having hip replacement surgery, which is also crazy. Like, if I had hip replacement surgery, I feel like I'd be sidelined for 2 weeks. And Nick Saban's, like, back in the office. And then I just, this is the way my mind works sometimes. I was like, right, you think Nick Saban, you think Nick Saban watches porn? And Brad insists yes. And I'm like, I just can't, I cannot see.
No, he does not. He does not.
I don't think he does. And how about this? Even if he, like, found pleasure in that, the visual of it, I think he's wired in such a weird way, he would consider it as a waste of time. Like, I cannot spend.
That's exactly. No, he is. Well, I think in two ways. I think it is a waste of time. Now, you could argue that it's an efficient. It's a way of speeding things along. You could argue.
Do
could,
what?
You could argue. You're not following. Brad, Gary knew what I meant.
Oh, yeah,
exactly.
No, it's actually not. Yeah. It's actually like a very. Like,
it's a very efficient way to get done what needs to get done.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Sorry.
So you can argue.
If your alternative is like lighting candles.
Okay,
and,
okay. And, I got you.
And being nice. Yeah.
Conjuring up
following.
The correct image and coming up with a daydream.
I follow you.
Put this on.
All right.
So he could watch porn out of efficiency would be one way to look
at
it.
Well, I think that's actually, now that I think about it, that might be exactly why he's a perfect candidate for it.
I actually think for two reasons. Mm-hmm. One is,
I think he's a romantic, huh?
No. It's. I think he's too disciplined. He's just too disciplined, and so he does not think it's a good thing. I bet he doesn't think it's a good thing. And so if it's not a good thing, he just doesn't do it. Like that's how he's wired. Why would he do something that isn't a good thing?
Put the poll up, Brad. Put the poll up. Does Nick Saban watch porn? Yes or no?
All right. I bet he never eats. 6 pieces of pizza at a sitting either.
No, clearly not.
You know the story on him. He like eats the same thing every day.
Right. He just and it's not porn. And so
it's not porn.
He does not. He consumes what he. Yeah. No. He's a, what's the word? Ascetic. ASCETIC. Uh-huh. That word. He's one of them. And I don't know if I've ever said it out loud before. Don't know if I'll say it out loud again. But like, yeah, no. No, it's a waste of time.
Right.
It's a waste of time. And it's also bad. I think he thinks it's bad, and it's corrosive, and so that doesn't – it's not part of the – it's how does it – it's not going to make him a better coach. And if it's not going to make him a better coach, what's the point?
Like the reason, as the story goes, he eats the same thing every day isn't because he just loves the same thing every day. It's actually because
– think about it.
It's because I don't want to spend time thinking about what I'm going to eat. So I'll just eat the same thing every day. Like, he is that programmed to, like, I cannot waste a minute thinking about what I'm going to eat for lunch today. So I'm just going to eat the same thing for lunch every day. And if that is the way you're wired, if that's your approach to life, I don't think you then carve out 10 minutes to watch Pornhub.
Okay, the poll is up.
If you did – maybe you just watch the same porn thing over and over again.
What
you
know? That gets boring.
That way he doesn't have to browse. He doesn't have to put in like a search term or anything. He just has to get the same whatever. Here's Tiffany again. You know, whatever.
What, can you imagine?
You know, he eats Little Debbie's and stuff.
Right. Can you imagine like Nick Saban laying in bed, MacBook right beside with a Little Debbie watching the same video every day at the exact same time?
I think he's the least likely football coach to watch porn that there is.
Least likely?
In America.
Whoa.
I think least likely, too. I agree with Jeff on this.
I think least likely because there's some super hypocritical, right? Here's the question. Who's the most likely? Like, what college football coach do you know watch porn?
Lane Kiffin.
No.
There's no shot Lane Kiffin doesn't watch porn every day.
He doesn't need to be watching porn.
What do you mean need to be watching porn?
No, he shoots his own porn. He makes
that man is a porn star.
Like, Lane Kiffin might be the college football coach most likely to actually appear
be
in porn.
One.
Lane Kiffin.
Yeah. It's clearly Lane Kiffin, right?
This is a very divided topic. It's 50-50 in our early run in here.
I think Nick Saban would find it as a complete waste of time.
It expedites the process. I think Jeff nailed it.
You can't think Jeff nailed it when you're disagreeing with him.
No, Jeff.
I came up with a theory as a good lawyer.
He theorized.
Both sides.
So have you now switched to the other side, Brad?
Jeff, in his early initial argument to theorize against his own argument, I agree with him. Like he's not a romantic. He's not going to romance and take the time to do anything. He can just get on the computer. And
you still think Nick Saban watches porn? You're still on that side of the side.
I am still on that side. You have not converted me.
I will say, if he does, he could go to Cooper Systems if he ever gets a virus.
If he ever gets a virus, he could just go to Cooper System. They clean him. They clean him.
Yeah.
They clean him right up. Let's get back to Damian Lillard.
Go ahead.
That was an all-time performance last night that I do think changes the perception of Damian Lillard with casual sports fans. Like, I don't. It would have been impossible last night, whether you watch the NBA or not, to not be aware that Damian Lillard did something incredible. 50-point game, 37-foot jumper at the buzzer. That's a reputation changer for him, isn't it?
That is absolutely a reputation changer for him. Didn't he didn't make the All-Star game, he wrote a letter or something like that. You know, he was actually kind of known as a little slightly bit of a very talented player, but I don't think he had he's known as a very talented player who's kind of been on a team that never did anything, really, right? And here in Memphis, and who always justifiably beat out Mike Conley to the All-Star game. And this is absolutely a reputation changer. And not only that, he did it to Russ Westbrook, you know, and then he waved goodbye. Like, come on, man, that's perfect. It is absolutely a reputation changer. There's no question. I mean, he was the better guard throughout the series and then totally cold-blooded. Maybe the best – I mean, I don't know. Like, there's been buzzer beaters before that have been impressive. Like, there's half court buzzer beaters. So you just throw up but this was not just a heave, right? This was a total cold blooded. He met exactly to do this. This was his best shot at this. This wasn't like you see in college, whatever. Someone will throw up a three quarters and they hope it goes in. Oh, it went in. No, this is exactly what he meant to do. Cold-blooded. I don't know that I've ever seen a better game winner.
Jordan's was bigger over Utah.
Jordan's was bigger, but it wasn't
better. That's what she said.
But it was not better. It was not better. Like, this was, 37
feet. That's what she said.
And it's not just, if Gordon Hayward, while at Butler, would have made that heave to win a national championship, that would have been amazing. But it also is just a half court heave.
Would have been lucky too.
It would have been lucky.
There's nothing lucky about this.
No, this is a shot he's practiced thousands of times.
Yeah.
A shot he's practiced thousands of times, and then everything else that happened in the series, like Russell Westbrook struggling on the court, struggling against him. You know, in the Chris Haynes story today, did you see that from Yahoo Sports?
No.
So Chris Haynes, who is got a really interesting story. Like, he doesn't have a. You know, he was just sort of whoever not too long ago, and now he's a prominent NBA reporter, and he has incredible relationships with the players for one reason or another. And so on Monday night, as Chris Haynes tells the story while writing the column, he was at Damian Lillard's house. And there was a handful of people there, and they were just watching the playoffs and hanging out at Dame's house. And I guess Dame gave him all access. Hey, anything you see or hear, you can write. Doesn't matter to me. So as he starts the column, he sets the scene, handful of people, Damian Lillard's house on Monday night watching the playoffs. Damian Lillard's eating dinner, big catfish and whatever else. And then, out of nowhere, to no one in particular, says, quote, I'm getting rid of these MFers tomorrow. Talking about Oklahoma City. He was that fired up about
right.
it. I'm ending them tomorrow. And in the story, it goes on to say, and I didn't notice this when it happened, but at one point in the series, Lillard was just working Russell Westbrook so badly that Russ started switching off of him. And at some point, Damian Lillard said to Russell Westbrook on the court, stop running away from this ass whipping. So you got these little legendary things. And then he has that night with that shot and then the wave goodbye. That's iconic stuff. It doesn't launch him into, I don't guess, the Harden, Curry, Durant, LeBron no. conversation, but it does change his it changes to some degree. He was spectacular, and that was about as good a finish as you could ever have for a basketball game.
The other thing it did, and we mentioned this on my show today, is that it to me reinforced what we've always said about the Grizzlies when they were good, is what could people have said about that Portland team for the last 5 years, right? Break it up, man. They never win anything. What are they going to do? They got these two really good guards, and they got nothing else. And just, time to blow it up. What? They're not going to win a championship. They don't win a championship. Trade C.J. McCollum. Trade it. Do something. It's good to be good. And it's fun to be good. And if you're good, fun things can happen. And they may not win another series, right? They probably won't win another series. This whatever. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? but that was fun. You'll always have that, and it's a reason. No, there's only a few teams that can win the title, but nothing you can do is going to make you one of those teams that's going to win the title, so be good. Be good as long as you can be good, and you might have a night like that that you'll remember forever. It's a lot of fun.
Right. That was always my argument for not blowing up the Grizzlies. Like, it's okay to just be good. You know, it'd be awesome to win a champion. It doesn't mean you're content with not winning championships, but you're also just realistic. You're exactly right. In Portland, they were saying a lot of the same stuff some people in Memphis were saying about the Grizzlies, which is, we're never going to win a championship with Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum. So, like, what is the point? The point is, last night, no matter what happens in this next series or whatever happens next year, you'll always have last night. And last night was awesome. Everybody in that arena will remember it for the rest of their lives. Kids watching on TV will remember it forever. When they are in Portland someday talking about the greatest shots in Portland sports history, that's going to be right at the top, perhaps forever and always. And so, to your point, it's okay just to not win, you know, like, it's okay just to be what they are. And if you could actually blow it up and create a championship contender, I guess that'd be worth doing. Sure, it'd be worth doing. But there was nothing you were going to be able to do with CJ McCollum to turn yourself into a championship team.
Right.
So just be good.
Just be really good.
Well, it's the like, and Harrington made this point this morning with you, and I've made this point in years past. Like, the goal should be, and this is the way I explained it as it relates to the Grizzlies, get into the playoffs and then hope something goes your way. Like, the greatest season in Grizzlies basketball history is a byproduct of luck. I mean, people don't like to say that, but they played two teams to get to the Western Conference Finals that were dealing with key players that had injuries. And like, nobody cares. Like, that's how you still got to the Western Conference Finals. They don't take that away from you because so-and-so was hurt, but they did probably only get to that spot because so-and-so was hurt. And so, you know, you never know when things are just going to go your way, when Damian Lillard's going to be capable of going for 50 and when Russell Westbrook's going to struggle on the other side. Now you're advancing in the playoffs. Now, what happens next? I don't know. But you're in the second round of the playoffs, and you experienced last night. That is exactly why you don't blow up a good thing.
Oh, come on. Like, no matter what happens, this was a successful season for Portland because they did what they did to Oklahoma City. They did what they did to Russ Westbrook. And they did it. They became the biggest story in the NBA. Not even close. Like, they're the biggest story. That whole feud was the best story, what was going on. And then to end it like that, they were the headliners. They're your NBA headliners so far.
And also,
they're absolutely magnificent.
And now, like, the people will be saying in Oklahoma City, same things they said in Memphis, same things they said in Portland. Like, what are we going to do? Just keep Paul George and Russell Westbrook and
right.
Steven
and
Adams.
It'll probably go better next year.
Yeah.
You know, Paul George was banged up. It'll probably be literally next year you do the same thing, you'll probably beat him.
Yeah, like maybe next year something just goes your way, right? Maybe Russell Westbrook learns how to shoot. Maybe Paul George is healthy. Like, basically, it appears to me at least, there's a couple, maybe three teams at the top of the NBA that are clearly better equipped to advance than everybody else. But then in the Portland, Oklahoma City, Denver, San Antonio, like most of these other teams, Sixers, maybe even Celtics, they're all the same. Any of them could reasonably beat any of the other ones in a 7-game series. And given that we've got to put four teams in the conference finals, like, it's not unreasonable that you could, even as Portland or Oklahoma City or any of the teams I just mentioned, you could reasonably be one of those teams. It's not crazy.
Right.
And so just like, yeah, keep trying to be good and don't get so frustrated that you're not great, because greatness is incredibly hard.
I know good has always been good enough for me. You know, that's what I aspire to.
Just aspire to good.
Right.
All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, where's the poll going? What's the poll?
Yeah, Brad, help us out. What's the poll?
It appears that they agree with you.
Of course they do. Why wouldn't they? I'm always right.
Let me give the percentages. I'll pull up Twitter here and check it out. It looks like, do you think Nick Saban watches porn? 54% say no.
Close.
46% say yes.
That means 46% is wrong. They're just wrong on that.
They're Tennessee fans or something.
Or they know the reality.
Or they're Tennessee fans or something. All right.
They go against the grain like me.
We'll see you later. Bye-bye. We'll be back in a second.
Memphis with crazy good players, unicorns, and now crazy amounts of cash.
Yes.
It's Unicorn Cash. Win yours starting Monday every hour from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m.
Wow, my goodness.
From 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is crazy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know by now that if you're in an emergency situation, you want to be at Regional One Health, but you do not have to be in an emergency situation to take advantage of the great care that Regional One Health provides. And a wonderful example of that is the East Campus Imaging Center. It's located at 6555 Quince Road. It's right there where 385 crosses Curry Parkway, so it's easy to find, easy to get to. You've probably driven by it a thousand times. You know, it's recommended that women who are 40 and up should get an annual mammogram. And you can get that done at the East Campus Imaging Center. Doing so could save your life. Not doing so could cost you dearly. So if you are a woman, 40 and up, go ahead and make that appointment. 515-3600. 915-515-3600. You do not need an appointment or a referral, but if you want to make an appointment, you can do it at 515-3600. You can learn more on the web, regionalonehealth.org. That website, go check it out, regionalonehealth.org. So it's 537 Gary Parrish Show. 92.9 FM ESPN. If you missed it earlier because I was we spent so much time on the late Frank Hill.
Yeah, and I'm having some people agreeing with the Calkins efficiency theory. I mean, they have even direct tweets.
I mean, if you wanted to have a long conversation about the point he was making, I could have a long conversation
about that.
He's exactly right, by the way. Yeah. Like, if you're really just trying to, like, if you have one goal in mind, it's a pretty efficient way to accomplish that goal.
Yep.
It just is. I mean, it just is.
Yeah.
But we'll save that for another day.
We'll table it.
We'll save that for another day. We spent so much time on Frank Hill and Patricia Hill and 444. I didn't have much time to spend on the developments in federal court in New York City earlier today, but it was super interesting because the prosecution, and this is all related to the college basketball scandal, the federal trial, the second and presumably last one we're going to have. And they played a video today of Christian Dawkins, who is the wannabe agent who was out hustling, trying to do deals here and there and there. And he ended up getting sucked into wiretaps and having conversations on video with undercover FBI agents. That's why he's now a convicted felon and going to do real time in federal prison. But they played videos today of him talking to various people. And one such video is he's on a yacht talking to two people he believes to be businessmen who are going to invest money to help him start buying players so that he can represent them someday.
You're right.
In violation of NCAA rules and, obviously, at this point, in violation of federal law.
Right.
But they're not businessmen. They are undercover FBI agents. And he's talking pretty freely with them, and the whole thing's on video. And one of the things he says is, well, he says a lot of stuff that's interesting. First, he says Rick Pitino really doesn't know anything about what's going on within his program. He said most head coaches do know, but Rick is really like the one guy who has no idea what's happening in his program, which is interesting because Rick has always insisted that.
Right.
He's like, you can say I should have known, but I'm telling you I didn't know, and at least according to Christian Dawkins, that was the truth.
On the wiretap.
Now, that's not enough, because I've had some people say, well, it's his job to know. No, yes, I understand. Like, I hate it when people tell me things. Like, you think I don't do this for a living? Like, I know it was his job to know. That's why he's fired.
Right.
I'm not saying Rick Pitino should have never been fired. I'm just saying his defense, to the extent it was a defense, perhaps let's just call it an explanation, I did not know. Many people found that not believable.
Right.
Well, at least Christian Dawkins, a guy who's out here dealing with all these coaches and doing all these deals, he's like, listen, most coaches know, including Sean Miller.
Right.
But Rick Pitino really does not know what we're doing connected to his program. So whatever that's worth, I think it's a good day for Rick Pitino. It doesn't mean that he shouldn't have known or that it wasn't his responsibility to know. But if his defense has always been, I just did not know, then it appears that that was not a lie. either way, the big headline was about Sean Miller, because what Christian Dawkins is telling these other men is that I talk to Sean Miller all the time.
Right.
And Sean Miller knows everything that's going on in his program. And Sean Miller actually talks to me pretty openly about stuff he shouldn't be talking to anybody about on the phone. Mm-hmm. And he then tells these men on video that Sean Miller has said things to him that indicate to him that he bought and paid for DeAndre Ayton, that he'd been taking care of the Ayton family. But again, according to Christian Dawkins, Sean Miller told him, I'm going to hand that over to you at some point, and you can just handle it the rest of the way. Now, Sean Miller, Christian Dawkins never says on the video that Sean Miller said, I gave $45,000 to DeAndre Ayton's family. But what he does say on the video is, Sean Miller told me he'd been taking care of everything with the Ayton family as it relates to the recruitment, but he would eventually hand it over to me. And so what Arizona fans, some of them, are hanging on to is that, well, all Christian Dawkins said is that Sean Miller was handling everything with the recruitment, so all that means is that he was the lead recruiter on DeAndre Ayton, and that's all it means. And I would just say this. I understand how you can love a basketball program or a football program, maybe even fall in love with a coach or a coaching staff, and be irrational when the truth is right in front of you. It happened to Memphis basketball fans in certain eras. It happened to Ole Miss football fans during the Hugh Freeze era. And now it's happening to Arizona fans during the Sean Miller era, because there is no way to interpret the words, I've been handling everything with the family as it relates to the recruitment, but I'm going to turn that over to you at some point. There's no way to interpret that as anything other than NCAA violations. Because if it's really like, I've just been handling the recruitment, well, then why would you turn it over to a wannabe agent? Well, that doesn't make any sense. I'm going to allow you to start recruiting him? What? No, the only thing that could possibly mean is I've been coming out of my own pocket, dealing with this however I have to deal with it. But, like, if you can start handling that, I'll turn it over to you happily. There's no way to interpret it any other way. Evidence being that that is the way Christian Dawkins interpreted, and that's the way another man, who is a government witness, testified today under oath that he interpreted as well. And so I guess I would just say this. If you're an Arizona fan, and I know that in this market I'm not really talking to Arizona fans, but I think it applies to all fan bases.
Sure.
If you want to rationalize your reality by saying, well, every other schools cheat too, so who cares? It's fine with me. If you want to just simply not care because you don't care about the NCAA rules, also fine with me. If you want to even be happy that you might not get caught, because at this point, really all you have in terms of evidence that Sean Miller was cheating is the word of a convicted felon. And that doesn't mean that the convicted felon's lying. I don't think he is. But it might be hard to fire Sean Miller for cause with little more than the word of a convicted felon. And if you want to be excited about that because you just want your basketball team to be good no matter what, I get that too. But, like, be one of those things. Don't be somebody who tries to pretend that you weren't running a filthy basketball program year after year after year. And it's almost certainly not isolated to DeAndre Ayton. But if you want to simply focus on DeAndre Ayton, don't try to pretend that you didn't cheat to get DeAndre Ayton. There's too much circumstantial evidence at this point that flies in the face of that. A, Christian Dawkins telling two men that he believes, because he believes Sean Miller told him, that Sean Miller has been paying DeAndre Ayton's family. There's that. But then there's also this, just common sense. We know, because he testified to it in federal court, that TJ Gasnola was trying to buy DeAndre Ayton for the University of Kansas. We know that. He testified to it under oath. He even gave $15,000 to one of DeAndre Ayton's friends just to, like, try to get a foot in the door. TJ Gasnola, because text messages show it, apologized to Bill Self because he couldn't get a DeAndre Ayton deal done. So we know that Kansas, via Adidas, was willing to buy DeAndre Ayton. In fact, they threw $15,000 at it at a minimum to try to get in the door with DeAndre Ayton. And he went to Arizona for free? Get out of my face. That's stupid. Like, you can't possibly believe that. And I'll say the same thing about Sean that I said about Will Wade. Doesn't mean he's the worst guy in the world. Doesn't mean he's a bad husband or a bad father. Just means he's somebody who violated NCAA rules. I don't think any differently of Sean Miller today than I thought 3 years ago. But, like, let's just not pretend that he didn't violate NCAA rules, that he wasn't buying players. Whether it was coming straight from him or somebody else, who could say? But, like, don't be in my mentions talking about, well, what you don't understand is, listen, if you are the writer for Arizona Authority or whatever it's called, this is what you always get. It happened with the Ole Miss Hugh Freeze stuff, too. It's like the fan websites who think that they know so much more about it than everybody else, and they've come up with some cockamamie story that suggests that this really isn't as it appears. It's always the same people to do this. It's the diehards. But you always seem silly to the outside world. Nobody thinks that you've got it right and everybody else has got it wrong. This is very simple. This is exactly as it appears to be. What was happening at Arizona basketball is exactly as Christian Dawkins is describing it, is exactly as wiretaps and text messages have framed it. It is what it is. And that's okay. It doesn't make you the worst basketball program in America, but it does make you that basketball program. And trying to deny it only makes you look silly. Dinner to Go's next.
When you see the happy face on our truck, you'll be smiling because you'll know that you're in love.
At Hiller, your family's comfort is our priority. We're extending our $99 cooling tune-up for another month. From now until April 30th, get a cooling tune-up for just $99. Plus, take 50% off all standard repairs while we're there. Call us today.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Cooper Systems is over in the Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. If you're in the market for a computer, that's where you're going to go, Mount Moriah Office Park. You're going to get in touch with Lee and Lauren Cooper. You can call them at 360-9679, 360-9679. You tell them what kind of computer you want, and they can almost certainly find it for you. They've either got it, or they can get it, or they can build it. And perhaps you don't know what type of computer you want or need. Well, then tell them what you're going to be doing with a computer. Are you going to just be, you know, watching videos every once in a while like Frank Hill should have been doing? Or are you going to be recording music videos? Because those are two different computers. You need a gaming computer? That's a different deal. But if you're really only going to be messing around on Facebook, YouTube, you don't need to go spend $1,000 on a computer. You go spend $1,000 on a computer, you're paying for a bunch of stuff you don't need to be paying for because you're never going to use it. You're probably not even going to know it's there. At Cooper Systems, they'll have a computer that is perfectly equipped to do everything you need it to do and nothing else. That means it's better suited for you. And if it's better suited for you, it's going to be better priced for you. So give them a call, 360-9679, 360-9679, Cooper Systems on the web, Cooper Systems.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Lots of stuff. We learned about the tragic, tragic story of Frank and Patricia Hill. Learned about Damian Lillard and his work ethic and the fire inside of him that allows him to be an assassin. We learned a little bit about Sean Miller and the Arizona basketball program and the crazy Arizona fans that are root for that basketball program. And we also learned that it's kind of split out there on whether Nick Saban watches porn or not.
That's split.
The poll right now is 52% say no, 48% say yes. Cowboy Carson says, yes, Nick Saban does watch porn. I say no, Nick Saban does not watch porn. Dimitri tweeted me, said the following. He said, as Bama alums, my best friend and I have had this conversation before. The conclusion we came to is that he does, but the actress's performance is too over the top. He gets annoyed, says the word ridiculous out loud, and then slams his laptop shut.
Oh, boy.
See, I think if you get frustrated, this is the difference probably between me and Nick Saban. You get frustrated by the actress?
Yeah.
Go to another actress. There's like thousands of them. Tens of thousands of them. Whatever you're looking for.
Right? I guess.
Right, Cowboy?
I guess it's just sitting there for you, huh?
What do you think? Let's for the sake of the conversation.
Okay.
Let's agree, even though I don't agree. All let's right. agree that Nick Saban does watch.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think he's into?
Okay, if he were to be into the freaky deaky on online, I don't know. I would hate to even speculate. It makes me uncomfortable.
I'll speculate.
Okay. What do you think?
ATM.
What's ATM?
Look it up.
Oh, no.
Look it up. Not here to educate you. Look that up yourself.
I'll look it up.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Game 5, Jazz Rockets, Toyota Center, Houston, Texas.
Whoa,
Rockets lead the series.
I just educated myself.
Ooh,
sorry.
Boy.
It's the wrong computer, too.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah.
Rockets lead the series 3-1, so this is a closeout game. If they win, the Warriors also win tonight. It'll be Rockets-Warriors Western Conference semifinal. Houston's an 8-point favorite. The total's 212.5. Tip scheduled at 7. You can watch it on TNT.
What should I watch on TV?
You all right over there?
No, I'm fine.
You weren't prepared for that?
No.
You didn't know what you were getting into. Ooh, boy. Empire's on Fox tonight at 7 o'clock. Crazy Rich Asians is on HBO Signature at 8 o'clock. There Will Be Bloods on Showtime at 8. Breakthrough, The Ideas That Changed the World. That's on WKNO tonight at 9 o'clock. This episode is about the people who made flying possible. So if you want to know about the people who made flying possible, you can watch that tonight, WKNO, at 9 o'clock.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Matt Norlander, my colleague, CBS Sports, was inside the Federal Building today in Lower Manhattan documenting the happenings. If you want to read about that, you can right now, CBSSports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
It'll be Thursday. That means John Martin in the first hour, Jeff Calkins in the second. We'll get ready for the NFL draft where people still believe Kyler Murray's going to go first overall. We'll see. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. Meet me back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful. Be kind. Be good. Rep your hood.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. A Radio.com sports station. This is 92.9 FM ESPN.
It all starts with just one thing. Earth Day is in April, but celebrate Earth Day every day by doing simple things that have a long-term impact. Like buying LED lights, planting a tree, or getting some reusable grocery bags. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Hey, babe, you know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay. Offer ends 5/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
Memphis, with crazy good players, unicorns, and now crazy amounts of cash.
Yes.
It's Unicorn Cash. Win your...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.